Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I've been masturbating face down in my bed since puberty. Lately, I've noticed that I have a hard time having orgasms from more traditional methods. Some quick research online called this traumatic masturbatory syndrome and said that it can cause severe sexual dysfunction. Is this true? What can I do about it?
The term traumatic masturbatory syndrome was first used in a 1998 article by a clinician who described four of his patients who masturbated face down and who experienced sexual problems. However, the term has never been widely accepted by the sex research or therapy community. After all, just because four men who masturbated with this technique also had sexual problems does not mean that the masturbation technique itself caused the sexual problems or that it's an actual syndrome, let alone a traumatic syndrome. Although a face-down style of masturbation that involves rubbing against the bed appears to be less common than a style that involves a man laying on his back or sitting up while masturbating, that doesn't mean that face-down masturbation will cause sexual problems. However, sometimes men who rely on one and only one way of masturbating find it difficult to orgasm from other types of masturbation or sexual stimulation such as oral sex or intercourse. In my experience working with men, they can often retrain their bodies to respond to a wider range of sexual stimulation by varying their masturbation techniques. You might try, for example, masturbating with lots of lubricant sometimes, a small amount of lubricant other times, and no lubricant at all on other occasions. You might try different paces or rhythms or use different hand techniques. Try to focus on experiencing pleasure rather than the goal of orgasm, which can put pressure on your experience and make it even more difficult to come. You might even try masturbating less often. Sometimes, by masturbating less often, you can build sexual tension in a way that makes it easier to orgasm when you do masturbate again. If you continue to find it difficult to ejaculate, I would encourage you to speak with your healthcare provider about your experience. In some cases, medical conditions such as diabetes can contribute to men's difficulty with ejaculation or orgasm. Sex therapy can be helpful as well in cases where the difficulty ejaculating makes men feel worried, anxious, or concerned about dating or being sexual with another person. You can find a sex therapist in your area through the website of the Society for Sex Therapy and Research, which is www.sstarnet.org. Finally, reading The New Male Sexuality may be helpful as you explore a wider range of sexual pleasure. Learn more about these resources on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.